This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Worldwide, the number of people who have died from COVID-19 is more than 114,000, while the number of confirmed cases is well above 1.8 million. In the United States, there are more than 22,000 deaths and more than 560,000 confirmed cases. The top U.S. infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, warned Sunday that there is an extraordinary risk of further spread of the ravaging coronavirus if the United States reopened to business in a sense of normalcy too quickly. He told CNN it's not going to be a light switch to regenerate U.S. commerce as government recommendations for safe distancing between people end on April 30th. He held out hope that in some ways the country could return to work and routine day-to-day activities next month, but he said it is likely to be different in various parts of the country depending on the number of cases in specific communities and whether testing has shown that most people are not affected. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson was discharged from a London hospital Sunday after spending 8 days there battling the new coronavirus. Speaking on Twitter, he thanked National Health Service staff for the care he received. In a statement, a government spokesman said the prime minister would not immediately be returning to work and thanked the staff at St. Thomas's Hospital for the, quote, brilliant care he received. Johnson's office has said that he will continue his recovery from COVID-19 at his country residence. The 55-year-old was hospitalized on April 5th, suffering from persistent symptoms of the disease. Israel locked down mainly ultra-Orthodox Jewish areas of Jerusalem on Sunday to try to contain the spread of the coronavirus from the densely populated neighborhoods. Those are mostly home to large families living in close quarters. Christians around the world celebrated Easter Sunday, but their observances were different this year because of COVID-19. This is VOA News. South Korea has reported 25 new cases of the new coronavirus and three more virus-related deaths. That increases its totals to 10,537 infections and 217 fatalities. South Korea's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Monday said at least 929 cases were linked to passengers arriving from abroad, and most of them detected over the past 3 weeks. South Korea's caseload has slowed from early March, when it was reporting around 500 new cases each day, but officials have raised concerns over a broader quiet spread, pointing to transmissions at bars and other leisure facilities that supposedly indicate eased attitudes towards social distancing. A federal judge ruled that Alabama cannot ban abortions as part of the state's response to coronavirus. U.S. District Judge Myron Thompson on Sunday issued a preliminary injunction to prevent the state from forbidding abortions as part of a ban on elective medical procedures during the COVID-19 pandemic. Thompson says that abortion providers can decide whether a procedure can wait. The ruling was a victory for abortion rights advocates who are fighting efforts in Texas, Ohio, Alabama, and other states to prohibit abortion services during the COVID-19 pandemic. A lawyer for clinics said it will ensure abortion remains available in Alabama. The number of confirmed coronavirus cases in Mexico is below 5,000, with fewer than 300 deaths. In contrast to its northern neighbor, the USA, Mexico has not seen dramatic spikes in confirmed coronavirus cases. Still, authorities are bracing for more cases that could put a strain on hospitals. One example of preventative measures, scores of Mexicans braved long lines at drive-through coronavirus testing stations in the northern city of Monterrey over the weekend. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange fathered two children with a lawyer representing him while he was sequestered in the Ecuadorian embassy in London. That is according to a British newspaper on Sunday. The mother of his children, 37-year-old South African lawyer Stella Morris, told the Mail on Sunday the couple had two sons. They were ages 1 and 2, both conceived while Assange was in the embassy and kept secret from media and intelligence agencies monitoring his activity. The paper also said that Morris has been engaged to Assange since 2017, and both of their children are British citizens. Assange watched the births on a video link, according to the paper. The Australian-born Assange was dragged out of the embassy last year after a seven-year standoff and is now jailed in Britain. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.